Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And it's a race week.
It is the beginning of a triple header, Danielle. And I don't know that I've been this excited this whole season because we get Barcelona, we get the Netherlands, and then we get Silverstone.
Is it the Netherlands next? I thought it was Austria.
Austria. You're right. I'm just over here thinking... You know, I don't know why you guys let me on the spot. I really don't. Maybe because I just press play. I'm really not sure. I'm out here giving false
information. I mean, I could be wrong too, but I think it's Austria.
Yeah, it's Austria. Yep. Spain, okay. Austria, Great Britain.
Yeah.
The Netherlands doesn't come until the end of August. So
yeah, they're later. That's when we get the lions for Max.
Yes. Just making sure everyone's paying attention. You ready? You awake? Okay, good.
Are you paying attention? Shannon had a little pre-recording fun. So she's on a Thursday.
I'm a little fuzzy today. Sorry, guys.
So you may get some off-color commentary since Shannon may or may not have had a cocktail before recording this.
No, it wasn't too many last night. It wasn't now.
Oh, I thought you just played tennis and you had a cocktail with her before.
No. That was last night's cocktail. Oh. Led to one too many. And now this morning I'm a little foggy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you had some post-tennis pre-recording cocktails.
No, I don't know. If I could do a podcast with cocktails, I would really be unhinged.
Oh, I think it would be fun. We should do one, like drunk history, but.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Drunk racing.
You know what? Let's do it. We'll set that up for what will be Austria instead of, the Netherlands.
Have to be like an evening recording, I'm guessing, but.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Anyways.
Hey. Cool. Now that we got that settled, not out of the way.
Well, we have no race to recap. But we do have something stunning, amazing, incredible, world-changing, earth-shattering, important to really discuss.
Breaking.
Charles Leclerc carrying the Olympic torch.
I was like, wow, what is going on? What's happening?
If that didn't change the fabric of your DNA, well, then I'm sorry for you. Because he is an internationally recognized star, just a man of his country, an icon, an Olympic icon.
Yes. Doing the most iconic Olympic shit of all time, carrying.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an image.
A moment of beauty. Little children gathered to watch, as they should. He walked the streets.
Do you think they're going to give him a statue in Monaco?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only, 26 right now? So I mean, I think we've got it like maybe 20 years before they put it up. But yeah, 100% he's getting a statue. And please, Lord, let it be better than Ronaldo's.
Oh, that is atrocious.
That statue is terrible. But it will be carved from marble like a Renaissance sculpture, as it should be.
As it should be. I hope that it's bronze, but not spray tanned. For any Swifties out there, we don't want a bronze spray tan statue of you.
That reference went zoom.
You didn't.
Right past
you don't
me.
Listen to the
I
new Torture's Pods. Thank you, Amy.
I listen to Don't Come For Me, people. I listen to Taylor Swift and I enjoy her very much, but I haven't carved out a piece of my personality dedicated to her. I just don't have the time. Who has the time? She's doing too much.
She's doing a lot, but with two almost preteen and teens, we would listen to a lot of Taylor in this house. Actually, my husband is a Swifty dad, so we listen to Taylor 24/7 in this house.
We had the summer of Taylor last year. I can't have every summer can't be about Taylor. This is my summer of Sabrina.
The tour in December, so.
Thank God.
I know. It'll be over soon.
It's my summer of Sabrina instead. Get Sabrina to an F1 race. Get Sabrina to Silverstone. Sabrina to Silverstone.
Yes.
Make it happen.
Can we make it happen?
I hope so.
Make it happen, universe. Let's go.
I mean, it would be beautiful. She can go with Barry, her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I'll keep it moving, but he's not for me.
Yeah, I understand that. That's kind of how I feel about Taylor right now. She's not for me right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, send your hate mail to Shannon at...
push. Let me just, I'll filter through the DMs. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
I'm sorry if that's a hot take. Anyway,
that's okay. I am sure there's plenty of people who also feel and share your sentiment that they are
just a little tired. Make me miss you.
Understood. I get it.
Make me miss you. I get tired of myself. Do you think she's tired of herself? I mean, the only person I don't get tired of is Charles Leclerc. Otherwise, you know, I get tired of things.
Well, you know who I'm tired of?
Who?
I'll tell you this right now. I am tired of Lance Stroll.
Oh.
He out here saying he's going to sign another contract. Can't share the details yet, but it's really close. You know what? I'm tired. I would like someone else to sit in that seat and just to see if something else could happen. And we had a long discussion about this on Father's Day. And my girls and I are like, hey, it's time for him to go. And my husband's like, he's a good mid-level driver. I'm like,
yeah, he is.
He is the most meh mid-level driver there is in the pack. Like, but don't you want somebody who can do something more than meh in that car? Don't you?
But there's some other mid-level, like, I tend to agree with Dan. I mean, he's, do you have such hatred towards Kevin Magnussen?
No, not at all. Okay, at least he's out there doing things in a hot Haas. He's getting fights. He's almost suspended. He's out there being like, if I'm going to go out, I'm going out swinging. And I'm like, all right, do it.
Yeah,
blaze of glory.
True.
If you're going to lose your license, make it count.
I mean, we love, we stand, we carry the torch, carry the actual Olympic torch for Valtteri Bottas. And you could argue he's not doing very much.
Also, Lance Stroll is better. A steak Sauber car. Like, it's not a good car, but you're in an Aston Martin.
Yeah, it's true. Valtteri could do good shit in that Aston Martin.
1,000%. Like, would love to see King VB in an Aston Martin.
That would be a fun move.
Be iconic.
It won't happen, but it would be fun.
It would be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it would never happen, but I like to daydream about this.
And Fernando as teammates? I mean,
it would be so giggly.
So good. Like, the internet might not be ready for it. Maybe that's
No. I don't think that's a pairing that's too perfect for common man.
The world would explode. Is that what you're saying?
The world can't.
The internet
could not
can't
take
it.
On. No. It would be too iconic.
I agree. I mean,
yeah, TikTok, I mean, Lance Stroll is just like boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Zhou Guan Yu's kind of boring.
I don't know, though. I just don't think we get enough of him. But like when we do get things of him, he's great. You know, he's very well loved in every place we go. I mean, nobody has anything bad about to say about Joe.
No, bad news.
There's no bad news with Joe. Lance, different story. But again, you're in a fighting machine and you're not fighting.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's where I'm like, just let somebody else in the car. Just let somebody else in.
Well, it's in one of my news and notes, but we can conquer it now. No. I like this. I like this thought because, I mean, he did say he's going to let us know soon. But do you think he's letting us know or do you think his dad is letting us know?
Oh, no, his dad is going to let us know because as a true narcissist, like it would have to come from Lawrence because he made Lance and he owns the team. So I feel like Lawrence would need to have that moment in the spotlight.
Do you think he'd steal that though from his son to not like let
1,000% Yes. He doesn't care about his son. That's not true. He cares about his son a lot.
I mean, he said that he's going to make details about his future soon. But what if the details that he's going to say about his future soon are like that he's pursuing a career in, you know, music.
Like Chloe, like his sister. I think there's only room for one musician in the family. Like,
yeah. Like what if he decides he's actually going to pursue his career in tennis now? Who knows?
I would love nothing more. I would probably purchase Lance Stroll tennis merch before I would purchase Lance Stroll F1 merch.
I can agree mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah.
I bet he's a good tennis player.
I bet he's great. I mean, he's a Richie Rich playing, but he's had a racket in his hands since he was three.
Since he was like 3, yeah. He's been playing since day one. He's definitely had an instructor since day 2.
Yes, for sure. And they've all been, you know, Olympians or
like
trained.
Yeah, they're like past professionals.
Yes.
Like Wimbledon winners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He probably practices at Wimbledon just, you know, for fun.
Yeah, in his casual, in his free time.
In his free time.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm glad we're knocking this one out early in the news and notes because, yeah, he just said soon. And, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a slow week in F1, so I guess he's got to give us something. He's like, just wait it out.
Everyone's waiting for the shoe to drop, including who I just compared him to, our boy Kevin Magnussen. And he's said that. Well, do you just want me to jump into this one?
Yeah, let's go.
It was noted that by Kevin Magnussen that Sainz has been the, quote, cork in the bottle for the driver market ahead of the Spanish Grand Prix. And Sainz had earlier stated that he does not wish to have decided on his future occupy his mind for much longer. So basically, Kevin said, hey, my man, with love, we're all kind of just sitting here waiting to hear what you're going to do so that we can all make our plans. He's like, I got a family.
Right.
I got family. I got Laura. Yeah. She little. I got to decide what we're going to do. Could you make mm-hmm. your plan so that all the other cards can fall? Like, come on.
I agree.
Sainz did say the latest is that a decision will be taken very soon. I don't want to wait any longer. I think it's getting to a point where it's obviously taking space out of my head for quite a few weeks and months. And I think it's obviously time to make a decision. Yeah,
Carlos. Thanks.
Time.
For getting on everybody else's page. It's about time.
The tiempo is now.
Ahora mismo.
Es ahora.
Ahora mismo.
I mean, come on. He said, I'm still not sure one way or another. It's still something that I'm discussing with my team and brainstorming. Brainstorming?
Cousin Carlos, just go ahead and make the decision already. Are we waiting on Cousin Carlos? Is this what we're doing?
Yes. No, they're waiting for the family dinner in Mallorca. And what they're going to do, it's going to be like when we do draw horses for like the derby. They're all going to draw. Yes. And like whatever one Carlos picks out of the hat is where he's going. I mean, essentially, that's what he's saying is where he's at. Like he said, I use the term a bit of a lottery or a coin toss to see who's going to be quicker in 26. I mean, this is legitimately better sitting around the table and.
Oh, for sure. Yes. This is Mallorca table content.
Yeah.
Table conversation. So let's unpack that sentence for a hot second. You are going to do a lottery / coin toss for who's going to have a faster car. And that's how you're going to decide this next year where you're going to go.
Apparently, like, I mean, since he said, given the regulation is so different.
I am flabbergasted. The gasted is flabbered at the moment. I am unsure how.
I mean, he has said that he's gotten an offer from legitimately every team that's looking for a driver.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't offer that?
No, I mean, 100%.
You got to shoot a shot, like, you know? You got to take it.
But yeah, he said, but what if you offered him like your whole budget, like you're Williams and you're sitting over here and you've put all your chips in the middle of the table for Carlos. And he's like, just going to be a toss.
I'm going to flip the coin over here. Sorry. Coin toss like, and Haas. I got to go to Haas. I'm like,
yeah, like you've put this whole proposal. You've built the whole future of your multi-billion-dollar probably F1 future around this one guy, and he's like, I don't know. We'll see.
You have a coin I can flip? Thanks, James. Like, what the fuck, Carlos?
Like, reading that in the press, even if it's obviously, like, not true, he's not going to flip a coin. But even if you read that, you'd be like, are you fucking serious, my man?
Right. Like, this This can't be real. Wow.
But apparently he's going to let us know soon, I guess. I don't know.
What does honestly, can someone give me parameters on soon? Like, is it?
Yeah, like, what does soon mean?
What does soon mean? Are we like a week, 2 weeks, a month, summer vacay?
Yeah. Within the week, within the month, within the year, within the season.
Yeah.
He also said, but it is also, okay, so 2025 becomes important at that stage if I cannot predict 26. And I don't know who's going to be performing better. But it is also the long term. It is also trying to understand the power unit side. It's trying to understand the team dynamics. All these factors come into play when taking a decision. Yeah, we know. So like, is it now? Is it later? Like, are you looking at the team now? Are you looking at the, what do you mean, Carlos? Like, I just want to grab him, like grab his face. And yes. Be like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Now this, gosh, this all kind of makes a little more sense now. Cause like the, I'm gonna guess that he told Red Bull no.
Yes,
and that's why they re-signed Checo.
100%.
If you told Red Bull no, you were looking for that Merc seat for sure.
You think so?
I do. I mean, because you're not being asked back at Ferrari.
No,
Red Bull said no, or you said no to Red Bull. I mean, I just don't know. We said it last week. You know, he's going to go to Williams and he's going to be in the Merc family. So,
yeah, we've already predicted it. I mean, it's already zipped up. But yeah. I think also maybe someone's making a – there's also been talk about, like, Alpine, which I think is a pipe dream. But, like, maybe someone is selling him the we're going to make you, you know – which I'm sure they all are saying, like, we're going to make you this the star of the show. We're building a whole team around you. We're going to go after all the, you know, we're going to make all these improvements, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think our theory from last week stands, roll the tape. Like, it's,
yeah,
it's, it he's is going to Williams for a year and then he's going to just
move
on up to the Merc side.
The sunny
to
side.
A deluxe F1 car in the sky. That's where he's going. So if you didn't catch that Jefferson's reference, well, that's too bad for you.
Well, sorry about your luck because that was a great show. Most iconic theme song. It's so good.
So that's where we're at with Carlos. Apparently we're at the same place with Carlos. He's just letting us know that he has no idea.
He's still a loss. You know who would help him and who would know what to do?
Me.
Issa.
I'm a decisive queen.
Issa would have helped him. Rebecca's not helping. Rebecca's lost. Issa would
she always
been,
looks a little lost. A
little bit lost. Little space. Yeah, Issa would know.
He should just call me. I'm very decisive.
You are very decisive.
Just make the decision. And then if it's not the right one, then you make new decisions to get to the right place. But we have to make decisions.
Yeah.
Just lodging in this like purgatory of indecision is where I actually lose my mind. What? And I'm losing it with Carlos a little bit. And I love him.
I know.
But this is making me question. And also like for an F1 driver, you have to be so decisive in so many things. And I get that he wants to make the right choice. But also like with many things in life, a choice for right now is not a choice for forever. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. We move on. Look at Pierre Gasly. He's eventually going to realize that this was a bad choice and he will move on.
Yeah.
You're young.
He will move on. Okay. Now I understand what Carlos is doing. I get it. He's a Virgo. And as Virgos, we make great decisions, but we have to think about the decision when we're on a high, and we've got to think about the decision when we're on a low. And then that is where, once we've done the both, then we can make the decision.
Oh, God.
I know. It's real pain in the ass, but that's how we work.
That's not how I work.
I know. Which is weird that I have so many decisive friends, because I'm like, I'll let you know in a couple of days. I got to go up, then I got to go down, then I'll make my decision.
Oh, God.
You guys
no.
are like, pull the trigger. Just do it. I'm like, oh, God.
Just do it. Just do it. Nothing is permanent. Nothing's forever.
Well, it's a costly year. you know, if you make the wrong choice in
F1. I understand, but maybe just make a one-year contract then. Like, be decisive with parameters. Do you know what I mean? Like, Carlos, like, if you're super worried about it, then, like, if it's a bad choice, then set your contract for one year.
I would imagine that he's going to have a one-year contract no matter where he goes.
So just be like, hey, this next year is going to be a little bit of a Mr. Toad's wild ride. So I only want to do 1 year, and then I want to figure it out. Let's sign the papers.
See? It's done.
See, I told you I could help him.
Why doesn't he just listen to the pod and we can just help him? Like, this
That's what I think about Carlos, all the time.
Carlos, listen. God.
Speaking of signing people.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Adrian Newey going to go? Because we thought it was all locked up at Ferrari, but now it's.
Is it not?
No.
Oh, I missed this. Give me the news. What are the notes?
Which F1 team will sign Newey? Ferrari faced Newey snub as rival signing favorites emerge. Various teams have expressed their interest in the 65-year-old, with Ferrari hotly tipped as his next F1 venture. Reports from Italy suggested Newey had already signed with the team, which have been denied by his manager, Eddie Jordan. So I think that Ferrari's still like the leader, but it's saying that, you know, there's other favorites have emerged, namely maybe McLaren, namely Aston Martin.
Ooh. You know what? Maybe that's what Lawrence needed. He's like, let's poke the bear, see how much the offer is for, and then we'll double it and get him over at Aston Martin.
I mean, Ferrari is still, I think, the odds on favorite if we were betting, if we were wagering. Yeah. But it's not, you know, the papers have not been signed.
Well, this, you know, gosh, they're really giving us a time to sit and ponder what is next year going to look like. I mean, I know we're just still getting in the heat of things here in this year, but man, they're really making us do some work to get to next year.
I know. And like, this was the dream team. We were like, this was going to be it. This is all Ferrari, everything. Forza Ferrari forever. I mean, obviously, no matter what, don't care. You know, if they put a chimpanzee to be in charge of everything, I'd still rock the red and black.
We've done that before with, what is it, Mattea?
Wow.
Girl, you know that year was not his best work.
It was not, but wow. That was shots fired.
Shots fired.
I'm just saying, he hasn't officially signed. So according to the Times, which now I'm going to bop over to that article, Adrian Newey, Aston Martin frontrunners to sign F1 design guru. So now Aston Martin have emerged as the frontrunners to sign him. The Times understands that Newey has held talks with Lawrence Stroll, the executive chairman of Aston Martin. It is also understood that Newey was recently given a private tour of their Silverstone factory, with the team being keen to keep the move a secret.
Huh. Interesting. This is all very interesting. Yeah. I thought it was locked up. I really did. No. I thought, woo, this is going to be great.
So... stay tuned.
Wow.
Because things are happening. People are moving.
Moving and shaking.
Do you think that soon that Carlos means at the end of Spain? Like, what if he announces it in Spain? It would make sense to announce it in Spain in his home country. Yeah. To like let his home fans know
that
where they're
going to
go next year. The merch they need to buy while they're at the F1 event that weekend.
Right. That would sell out.
Get your gear for...
Get ready.
Next year.
Geared up. Sorry, I have to run back real quick to Adrian Newey. I kept thinking, I'm like, God, he looks so familiar. Who does he remind me of? Michael Stipe from REM. Seriously, I'm going to put a side by side up on our stories, because look him up right now.
I mean, I know who Michael Stipe is. REM was my first like real concert. I mean, I saw Ray Charles as a kid, but and the Beach Boys, also iconic. But, you know, REM was the first one, like, I begged my mom to buy tickets to. So, and I was, like, in fifth grade. So, it's kind of a weird flex. I was clearly an emotional child. But
that
I don't think they look
like
alike.
Adrian Newey. Yes, it does.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from. I just don't.
I think
it's like a Monet thing. Like, Kind of, but not really.
He could play him in a movie.
Okay. I could. That I'll give you. He could play him in a movie.
He could play him in a movie. Sorry.
No, I love that.
That's how my brain works sometimes.
Also, did you hear that REM is like getting back together? They're going to play some shows. I mean, I don't know anybody would know that, but.
Wow. Bring the band back together. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I do that.
But speaking of Spain, back to Spain.
Back to Spain.
Do we want to talk about what the weather's going to be like in Spain this weekend?
Yes. Let me know.
Because there's some chance of rain in the morning.
What day?
On the race day. Uh-huh. How do you feel about rain? The rain in Spain?
The rain in Spain falls mostly in the place. I do not like the rain. You know, it makes me nervous.
It's also could be kind of gusty, up to 30 kilometer winds. Kilometers per hour.
But
kilometers. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Thought I should just let you know.
Well, I don't like wind. Although, have we had a windy race before?
I don't know. Yeah.
Have we?
I don't know. Anyways, it's not supposed to really like be a rain out or anything like that.
Okay.
Like that. It said it could rain.
Not like Canada.
So, not like Canada.
Okay.
It's not like it is gonna rain.
Right.
It's like it could rain.
Could rain.
Rain is likely in the morning. It's actually probably won't mess with the race itself.
Yeah,
also, praise be these European races are back because I don't like races at 4 in the afternoon.
I don't either.
Y'all keep them, Europe. You can have your races at whatever time. I want them to be at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yes.
Nothing I enjoy more.
My Sunday morning ritual of F1 in the morning, and then the day is ahead of me.
But and I feel like it's just been a nice start. I've already accomplished something. I mean, I haven't driven a car, but I have watched some people drive cars, and that has been nice.
And that's really all I need. I need to see these, you know.
High-powered machines.
Exactly.
Do some laps.
Fast things and getting people whipped around the track.
So I'm very excited for 3 weeks of that in a row. Don't come back on this side for a while. We're good.
No, we're good.
Stay out of our time zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's something that I think European fans could get on board with us too. Like they're like, stay out of your time zone too. They don't want them over here. Mm-mm. Stay with them. This is something that can unite American and European F1 fans.
That we don't do that very well.
No, but this can bridge the fandoms. This is it. You guys keep them. You love them in the afternoons. We love them in the morning.
We love them in the morning. We like them in the morning. Yeah.
That's what she said. Yeah. It's just saying. Oh. I can get on board that. I'm excited for 3 weeks in a row of that.
Well, I don't know if this is in your news and notes, but it's a good little segue. The tickets for Silverstone have not been sold out, and the fans are saying tickets are too high and they don't want to go.
They're pricing out the regular guys.
They are. And Lewis Hamilton spoke to that about, he's like, I'm coming from, like, the sport's not going to like this, but I'm coming from the perspective of the fans, and it's too much cost
too
for
expensive.
The fan and their families. And I agree with our king. I think Sir Lewis is right on this. We've said this from the beginning when freaking Vegas was selling tickets for like $6 million. I'm like, you're going to outprice the fans. You're trying to let this grow and you're not doing it right. Like, that's not how you do it.
It's not from the top down. It's got to be from the bottom up.
Yeah. They also said, like, the track said that fans aren't coming because they don't want to see Max dominate. His dominance is ruining the sport. I'm like, that's so stupid.
That's weak.
I'm like, but you know what? The prices are too high. Not that Max is too dominant. Like, this is a dumb fight.
All right. Here's where I called to Lewis and George and Lando. Yeah, let's get our British kings.
And technically, Alex is also British.
Okay.
Even though he's born in Thailand, but he is British. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Fine. All four of them. Here's where we go. And mostly the top, mostly Lewis.
Okay.
Buy some people some fucking tickets.
Mm. I like that.
Like, you want to do, like, here, stick it to him. I am here for the pettiness. And that's one of the things I like about F1 the most. And yes. Lewis loves some low key, like light petty. Like, he keeps his petty. It's like magnanimous petty. Like, yes. He's so generous with his petty. And this is a great opportunity. Buy like 100 tickets for some youths.
I like this idea.
For the regulars, the normies.
Yes.
Give them to the people from your hometown.
For two F1 podcast release. Do you like to chat about this sport?
Send us. But yeah, like, that'd be great. It's one thing to say like, oh, it's too expensive. It's another thing to be like, it's too expensive. So I bought 100 tickets and I'm giving them to, you know, some peeps. And like, I want him to buy them. I don't want him to just like use Mercedes tickets. I don't want him to just
family passes.
No. I want him to hit the box office.
Right.
Hit the Ticketmaster, whatever it's, you know, British equivalent, and grab some tickies for the regular people.
This is great. I like this. This is how you use your $400 million you buy.
Yeah. I mean, and that's going to cost him, like, in the realm of things, that'd be like us spending like $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, in equivalency. Like, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket to him.
Right.
You have all the money.
Just do it.
Just do it. But also agreed. Stand up for rising ticket prices, because they're getting, frankly, out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten too far.
Everything's gone too far. It's gone too far. But I would think it would be a great move for him to do that. And then just to be like, it was too expensive. So now.
Here you go. Yeah.
Here come my people.
Look at that. Already solved two problems today. Where Carlos should go and how do we solve the ticket crisis at Silverstone?
I feel like, though, it'll sell out.
It's still like 3 weeks away. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Also, it's at a bad time for British, you know, elevated British sports fans. They're getting hit with all the things. They got Royal Ascot. They got Wimbledon coming up. They got the British Open.
Yeah.
They got – it's a lot. Like, even if you're a rich sports fan, it's a lot to keep up with. It's a big time.
This is – you know, we really missed out. We really should have just spent the summer in Europe. This summer.
Obviously.
We would have had all of the things this summer to do. The Olympics, all the F1, all the soccer.
Yeah.
Royal Ascot.
All Lewis has to do is write us a tiny little check, too. Like, it means nothing to him. It would mean everything to us.
Everything.
It would mean everything. And we would create so much supportive content around our
most. So good. It would be so good.
Yeah, we could even take care of Rocco. I'll take him on walks.
Roscoe,
I'm an experienced dog walker.
Ooh, do you think Roscoe and Leo are going
to meet? I meant to say Roscoe, not Rocco. Sorry, don't come for me.
Are we going to get them together in Silverstone? Question.
Oh, Leo and Rocco.
Roscoe.
Sorry. Yeah. I think so. But maybe not together, because like they're not officially family yet.
But there's no other dog that comes. It would be weird if they just were like, oh, you're here. Paddock pups, unite. Like, you got to come together.
Does Alex Albon ever bring his pups?
No.
Mm.
He should. He's got a lot of cats, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Big cat guy. They don't travel well, do they?
I don't think so.
No. That would be a lot.
Yeah.
To travel with.
With a cat?
Yeah. I don't feel like they would do. Actually, I feel like a garage cat would be kind of like old school cool.
It, like, you know who would have one? It would be like Fernando. And then that cat would be a single fuck. And it would just sit there like waving its tail. Like,
it would have a big fluffy tail.
Yeah.
Like a villain cat.
On top of the tires being like, oh, you need this tire? No, you don't.
Sorry.
Use a different one. I'm busy.
Yeah. I think that they maybe have a meet cute. A little meet up.
I would love it. Paddock cups. Let's go.
Well, was it you that sent me the thing about why he where did I watch this video about why Lewis Hamilton, like, did you send me this video about Lewis Hamilton and his dogs? Where did I watch this? My brain was just tickled. I watched this video about how, like, why he picked English bulldogs. Have you not seen this?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Yeah. I didn't see it too, but...
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I think I watched him talk for 5 minutes about what his decision making was in terms of picking a dog. And when he originally, now I'm like, where did I get this? Where did I see it? Did I watch it in my sleep? I don't know. But he basically talked about how he wanted a dog. He decided he wanted a dog and that he was like, it has to be small because, you know, I'm traveling a lot. I can't have like a big dog. I think he used to like grew up with like, not like Labradors or, but something like larger, but he's like, I can't have that. He's like, but I didn't want like a sissy dog. He's like, I wanted something that was like manly. He's like, I needed something that was like tough that I could like, you know, so that it wouldn't look like a little prissy pup. And shots fired to Charles. And he's like, that's why I got like an English bulldog.
That's amazing.
Originally.
Yeah.
What was the first one's name?
Coco.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I'm getting it confused, because it's Coco and Roscoe.
Yeah.
And so the together, they're Rocco. But yeah, so he was like, I need a dog that's like kind of manly, like kind of like Butch. And like, that's why he got.
That's me. That's
maybe
how
he talked about it on Hot Ones. I don't know where I saw it. Who knows where I saw it? I have no idea where I consumed this content.
That's not the same video that I saw, but I'm glad that you brought that up. That is.
Did you watch his whole Hot Ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good one.
I don't know where I saw this video.
How he got through all of those flavors and then went back for more. I'm like, what is wrong with you? You were a nutcase. Like, who does that?
He was so giggly on Hot Ones.
He was so giggly.
I needed a closer look, though, at what his vegan chicken wings looked like.
They looked a lot like the Impossible ones.
But they looked like they had a bone in them. It was, like, weird.
Did it?
I don't know. The shape of them
Well, they make them in that shape too. Like, as someone who eats a lot of vegan wings, they're quite delicious. If you don't think about the texture too much. But if they're dipped in sauce, they taste delicious.
Yeah, the whole Hot Ones, that was all I thought about, honestly, the majority of watching it is like, what are these wings about?
What is this fake wing that you're eating?
Yeah. And did he make the Hot Ones guy eat vegan wings, or did he just get to have regular wings?
Oh, that's a good question.
Other things for us to ask Lewis Hamilton.
I know. We'll ask as we go forward.
Now I'm perplexed at where I saw this video, so I'm going to really need to track it down.
Okay.
It was legitimately 4 minutes long, him talking about his dog.
Sometimes you just get sucked in. Like, he could be talking about anything, and you're like.
It is soothing. He is soothing to listen to.
And when he gets a good giggle in there, you're like, oh, God, he's so cute. I love a Lewis giggle. It's so fun.
Anyways.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, that's the end of my news and notes. What else do you have to chat about on F1, Shannon?
Well, I have to tell you who I think is going to win this race. Mm. And I think we're going to get Carlos, his home victory. I do. I think he's going to win. I think Lando's going to come in second, and I think Charles is going to come in third.
Where is Max?
Fourth.
Fourth?
Max finishes fourth.
What happens to Max's car?
I don't know. The wind. The wind is going to get it. The wind is going to get it.
The rain in Spain?
The rain in Spain is going to be the new pole that he takes out. Come on, Spain rain!
I don't think that's going to happen, but I like the idea of it. I support it 100%.
Okay.
I want it. In my heart, I want it.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. I would love that. Like, how iconic would it be for both Ferrari drivers to win in their home countries this year? It would be beautiful.
Exactly. It'd be poetic. Like, poetry and emotion together. Be where you both won at home, and let's call it a day. I mean, it would be great if Fernando, if we could get like all
vineyards,
you know, on the podium. I don't feel like the car's it right now for them, unless they're bringing some kind of crazy upgrades. But, you know, I don't see that happening, but it would be nice if it did.
I think here's what I can get behind.
Okay.
I think that Carlos may get pole.
Ah.
I think that Carlos may get pole, so we will get that like big, happy, defining like moment in his home country.
Okay.
But I think Max wins.
Okay.
Because, ugh, Max wins.
Max wins. I know. Max wins.
I think that Red Bull has had like a couple weeks where things have not been, a couple races, not weeks, but a couple races where things have not been firing on all cylinders, and that they've been, you know, whipping the team, probably holding them captive in unsafe labor conditions.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I'm just making this up. And working them, you know, until they can get the car right. It feels like Christian Horner and Yas and Helmut are just like, you know, just grinding, whipping the team into shape down there, being like, we can't do this again. We can't have somebody this close.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Max wins, but I like the idea of Carlos on the podium. So I'm going to say Carlos comes in third and Lando comes in second.
Okay.
And Charles has some sort of issue with the car again, unfortunately. This is how I predict.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that the Ferraris are going to come in hot. I really do.
You think so? We had such a bad Canada, though.
Terrible Canada, which is why I feel like they're coming in with like vengeance for Spain.
I agree. I think Ferrari will show will have a much better showing. Mm-hmm. But I also think we cannot deny the McLaren.
And the McLarens are amazing. Their glow up has been
nothing short of remarkable.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Do you think it grinds Lawrence Stroll's gears so badly that McLaren had such a quick moment, and last year Aston Martin was like going to be that girl, like that it girl, and then they just like fell off so quickly. I mean, not fell off. They're not like at the bottom, but.
No, I do. I really do think that probably burns Lawrence up at night. Like maybe doesn't sleep great.
No.
On
he
his
definitely wakes up
cash,
and starts like writing in his notebook or like calling somebody.
Yeah, like somebody's going to get fired for this.
Do you think he has a dartboard with Zach Brown's photo on it?
Ooh, this is a fun question, a fun game we could play. Whose picture is on whose dartboard? Yes, I do think Lawrence Stroll has Zach Brown at the center of his dartboard.
You think that's the number one?
I don't know who else. He and Toto are like besties.
Yeah.
I think he thinks that Horner is like a peon and doesn't have time for him.
I think he's kind of like thinks he's a nerd. Like,
whatever. I don't think Fred makes enemies, so no, I don't Fred's think it would be Fred. It's definitely not James. Like, there's no threat there, you know. So the only person it could be would be Zach, because he's a little arrogant and a little big for his britches, you know. And
getting that stupid tattoo, another
CEO
stupid tattoo
of McLaren Racing, like how important I am. Like, I own all the racing responsibility. Like, I definitely think it's Zach.
Yeah, me too. Do you have you ever seen the clip of when Zach Brown was on Wheel of Fortune?
Yes.
Do you think that we owe all of McLaren's current success to Pat Sajak?
1,000% we do, because that's when he used his money to buy a go-kart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, this is
his origin story
to buy the white vowels and solving the puzzle.
It's really like Pat Sajak is
he's responsible for all of this. Mm-hmm. And now that he's retiring,
do you think he'll come to the McLaren? We need to get Pat to the garage. Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is great.
That'd be a full circle moment.
This would be. Danielle, I think you can make this happen. Like, you've got friends over
at Jim McLaren. Beam partner. Yeah.
Yeah, at the partnership.
Not Jim Beam, Jack Daniels. Sorry,
I did not mean to say Jim Beam. Oh my God. I'll edit that out.
Take it back.
Jack Daniels. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we should. Hopefully, like, we have a friend at Jack Daniels who listens to this. Please bring Pat.
Bring Pat. Come on, you can do it.
Pat in Vegas would be iconic.
Oh my. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't
just
wait.
That would be a great little. How stupid do you think Zach Brown's, like, the tattoos have got to stop. They've got to stop. They've got to stop.
They've got to stop. They do. But also, if they keep winning, are you just going to keep doing it? If you're like,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, like,
it's giving loser energy. You can, like if Christian Horner got every time Max won a tattoo, he would be covered up like Post no, Malone. He would even like, yes, Post Malone. You know, Jelly Roll. He would look like yes. Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Like, there would be no space left.
Yeah.
The lines would be intersecting. Stop. It would, yeah. You have to stop.
It's not great. It's not great. Speaking of Christian Horner real quick, is he going to be ungrounded soon? Like, is he going to get his, like, his PR press pass, whatever, back so he can start making better comments? Like, I just feel like we haven't you know, petty Christian moments since the scandal. And I never thought I'd say this, but I kind of miss it. And I need him to say, like, his dumb shit again so we can talk about it.
Be careful what you wish for, Shannon. No, you know he's locked down. They're like,
yeah, take away your phone. Can't. You cannot.
Yeah. No, he's but Toto also hasn't been very, like, chatterboxy either.
I know, because his nemesis has been quiet. Like, who's he going to go after?
Who's at the center of Toto's board? Is it always Christian it's Horner, always or Christian. Has he moved on to other people?
No, it is I think it's always Christian Horner. Yeah, and I think Christian's is always Toto.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
They each know each other's, like, Achilles.
Yeah, for sure.
And they just are swiping at it. I know that whoever – what's the guy's name at Alpine? Like, Laurent, is that his name?
I think so.
He hates everyone on
everyone.
His team.
Yes.
So his team is the picture in the middle of his dartboard. Maybe not Pierre because he's French.
No,
but
it is Ocon who is holding the team picture. Like, that is what's at the center, because that kid.
Whew. Yeah, that team Alpine, we could do a whole episode on the inner workings of them, because it is a hot mess express.
It really is. I mean, I don't know. I thought when they were going to bring Ryan Reynolds in, like, they were really going to go places. Because I was like, you know, he's had a great run of turning around teams and making things happen. And I'm like, there's no magic. Where's your magic, Mr. Reynolds?
I mean, they brought in a bunch of people. They brought let's bring it back to the very beginning. They got Travis.
I know.
Where's the Taylor Swift effect happening at Alpine?
Not happening at Alpine.
Mahomes and Mulatto on board.
They got everybody over there. Ain't nothing happening.
No, don't they have some other people too that are on the lead? Like, they have so many.
I think so.
I think there's, like, some soccer players maybe. I don't know. Yeah. It's bad. It's bad news bears at Alpine. They can call it whatever they want. They can call it Renault. They can call it Alpine. They could call it whatever. It's going to be, it's a mess.
We need to call it.
It's mared. It's shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's just straight mared.
Instead of sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Maybe shit all the time.
All the time.
Do you think that Ocon finishes this race?
Ooh.
He better hold on if he can, like, his life depends on it.
Yeah. Well, this is where so there's going to be two scenarios in which this could happen. He and Pierre cannot qualify next to each other. That will be the only way that Ocon can finish a race, if he finishes ahead of Pierre in qualifying. Because if not, he's going to be so targeted at taking out Pierre that he ruins the race for himself and his team.
Yeah. So
he's got to go. He's got to qualify ahead of his partner.
Yeah. Which probably won't happen.
Probably not.
It's, like, unlikely. Man, I love the drama at Alpine. Because I think you could do a whole Netflix series just on the freaking nightmare crumbling from within there.
Yeah, they had two episodes in this last one. And I was like, that's not enough. Like,
no, there's more. There's a lot more to be said.
Yes. Oh my God.
But
yeah.
Not right now. But we'll see what happens in Spain.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. So final predictions for you are Carlos,
Lando, Charles.
Okay. Mine are Max, Lando, Carlos, which I think we both of us agree that Lando's second place is a real moment of growth.
Yeah.
Acceptance.
I know, right? Who'd have thought?
Who'd you say was the best on the radio? Carlos.
I'm just writing it down. Okay.
How mad will Lewis be at the car on the radio?
Oh, so mad. So mad. He's like, get me out of this tractor. Get it
He's
out of
like,
here.
the car is maybe shit.
Yeah, the car is maybe shit and I don't like it no more. Get me out.
No one hates their car more than
Lewis Hamilton. He hates it so much.
He hates it so much. Oh, I kind of love how much he hates it. I hope he kind of pops off. Also, do we know if any of the next three weekends are a sprint race? I'm not sure. This one's not. I know that. But
I don't think so.
I could – honestly, I hate sprint races, but I could maybe use one. Because they do make some nice, like, dramatic moments.
Austria is a sprint.
Whoop, whoop.
Look at that.
That's good news.
Look at that. Great Britain is not.
It's not.
Is not a sprint.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we just have Austria.
You know, I got them on my calendar.
Yeah, we got
look on my calendar. They're all in red.
Look at you.
My Formula One calendar is red, as it should be.
As it should.
Okay, well, this has been a delight.
It has been a delight.
I think we've covered a lot of chit chat, a lot of chatterboxing.
Yeah,
that we haven't really been able to cover with all this race nonsense.
The race is really getting in the way of this podcast.
I know. It's rude. I mean, we didn't talk about sweet baby angel Charles Leclerc enough, but it's okay. We mentioned his moment of greatness in the sun, and that's all. That's the only place where we need to leave him.
I mean, you gave him a statue. Like that.
We built him a statue.
We did plenty of Charles' work this week.
We did build him a statue, as he so deserves.
Yes.
Let's Spain. Let's go. Vamos a Spain. I'm also going to do a Friday post again because I've been really dropped off, but now I'm back. I'm back.
I know. Like, I'm sorry. Seeing all this iconic material, and I'm like, she's going to get it this week. And then I'm like, damn it.
Honestly, I've been a little frustrated, and I'm going to fire my own shots. There's an account out there that's kind of like ripped off some of our stuff. And
there's several. They keep coming. And I'm like, could you?
It's one in my head specifically. And I've looked at the dates and we started well before them. So like not a podcast, but like the content
of what we were doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I'm like Lauren Stroll. It's been grinding my gears and it's in the middle of my dartboard. And it's honestly, I can't let them win.
No, no.
So I'll be back.
We do it best and we always will. So.
Yeah.
Boom.
So make sure you're following us at F1 Push Push so you can see how I incorporate my petty nature into our social media. We're on TikTok too, F1 Push Push, as well as YouTube, F1 Push Push. Good news, we had a meeting last week and we are hopefully about to be expanding our YouTube content. So stay tuned for that and you'll be able to share that and watch all the episodes. And this is legit. This is not like merch. There's other people involved and they are going to make sure that we do it right.
Yeah.
And they are going to be helping us. And we are about to really make the move to being more prolific on it's not like merch.
Right.
It's not like merch. Not like our false promises.
Honestly, if you want merch, just send us a DM. Like,
we will send you, we have a sweatshirt. If you
want one. A sweatshirt. It's great. We just can't get it online. And,
but you
just send me a Venmo and I will send it right to you. It's no problem.
They come in blue and gray.
They're great. They're my favorite.
They are great. They're so comfy.
They're so good.
Anyways. But if you enjoyed listening to us chatterbox about all things F1, it would be a delight if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. It would make us happier than Carlos Sainz making a decision on where he's going to race next year. And until next time, push, push.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.